Ayatollah Dr. Mohammad Mofatir was born in 1928 in the city of Hamadan in Iran. His father, Sheikh Mahmoud, was a well-known professor in the Islamic Seminary of Hamadan. He brought up a son with a keen interest in science, literature, and also in theology. After finishing his primary education, Mofatir went to Hawza in Qom and took classes of Ayatollah Burujerdi, Ayatollah Khomeini, and Allama Tabatabai. He received a PhD in the field of philosophy. Later, as a professor, he used to teach divine law and philosophy. Dr. Mofatir, with the cooperation of Ayatollah Behishti and Imam Khamenei, established the Islamic Center of Students and Teachers in order to help their interactions. He strongly believed that Hawza and university should be united and cooperate with one another for the education of people. Dr. Mofatir was a political activist who used to fight against the corrupt Shah's regime through his fiery speeches aimed to spread awareness among the university students. He was really popular among students, and Sava could not tolerate it and exiled him to Zahedan. After finishing his exile duration, he wanted to come back to Qom, but Sava avoided him from entering the city and he moved back to Tehran. He started teaching at university in
1969.
Due to his anti-regime activities and speeches against the dictator Shah, he was arrested and put in jail and tortured several times. He used to hold sessions at the Quba Mosque, but in 1975, the Shah's regime arrested him and closed the mosque. He led the prayer of Eid al-Fitr in 1978 in Qaitariyya, Tehran, in which about a million people took part. He delivered a very revolutionary lecture after the prayers and invited people for revolutionary demonstrations. Due to this, he was arrested once again and imprisoned for 2 months. Mofatir was a true follower of Islam, fighting at every step for the success of Islamic revolution. He was always present by the side of the revolution and Imam Khomeini. The enemy could not tolerate this. On 18th of December 1979, Mofatir was shot 4 times and killed along with his 2 guards in front of Theology University. His body was escorted from the mosque of university and carried to Qom and was buried in the courtyard of Hazrat Masuma's holy shrine. The loath of Iranians and the free people of the world will always target those who killed this noble man who had a major role in fighting for freedom and victory. His blood will shine as guidance for all the freedom fighters who wish to achieve their lofty goals.
در موارد شهادت عزیزان ما اونها را هم بزرگ بشمارید مثل روز مفتح رحمه الله تعالی.